Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm not gonna annoy me, y'all. Coming on, man. We on the right time, ain't nobody here.
Oh, I thought you were writing the name. Right now, man.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie, it's just you and me, Mom, Loretta, and Hubert so far. So we'll give it another few seconds.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Auntie Carrie, were you the one to do the reading, or was it Auntie Dot?
It had to be Auntie Dot. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I got. Well, I could play it. I'll go ahead and play it while we wait on everybody to join, if they're going to join.
Oh, okay. Okay. What chapter are we on?
2 Samuel 20.
Okay.
20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house in Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy lord's servants, and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us." And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them. And Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins and a sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the 5th rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favoreth Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him when he saw that every one that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Beth-Marchah and all the Berites. And they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth-Marchah. And they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, Say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, Art thou Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, Hear the words of thine handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Then she spake, saying, They were wont to speak in old time, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so. But a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Sheba was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were priests, and Ira also the Jerite was a chief ruler about David.
Amen.
2 Samuel 21. Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, It is for Saul and for his...
Oh, man, it don't want to cut off. What are they trying to tell us? good evening. Let me do a roll call, and we're going to go ahead on with our call. We have Mother May. We have Brother Hubert, Sister Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet. Is it Auntie Janet? No, that's Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Auntie Marie, okay. I realized it after I said it. All right, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Before we go into the next section, I'm going to acknowledge the next caller that came on, Sister Shirley.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. All righty. Now I had Auntie Dot doing the opening prayer. Are you prepared for that? I think that was last week. Are we doing it for this week?
Yeah, that's last week.
we just acting like last week didn't really happen.
Oh, well it did.
Yeah, Loretta got to feel what it's like on the West Coast. That time comes so fast.
Yes. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we pray for ourselves and each person. We pray for today, Heavenly Father. We pray that each of us may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, and that we may stand before the Son of Man. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watched. We thank you for keeping a watch over us, praying at all times. I thank you for letting me be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Thank you for that prayer. Auntie God. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go on into our worship song, and the title of the worship song is Something Has to Break by Kiara Sherrod and Tasha Cobb. Leonard.
Holy Spirit, move. When you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. When you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Right now in your name, something has to break. Something has to break. Hey, right now in your name, something has.
If you believe we serve a God who can do the impossible, I need you to lift up your voices and shout a praise. If you believe it, break it up with your house.
After our iniquities,
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so is his great mercy toward them that fear him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalm 103. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes. I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes 9. And the subject of this said, in God's hand. Ironically, the frustration of life expressed by the writer of Ecclesiastes thousands of years ago seemed to contemporary, our technology advance have given us meal in minutes, and the knowledge of the age is mega. Yet, with all of our knowledge and ability, we still have much to learn from the experience of the wise old teacher. In Ecclesiastes 1 and 8, the writer has contemplated all that he has gained and lost and has weighed the price paid against the net result. Now in chapter 9, the writer merged on an empty life, reaching the zenith, and his journey towards the realization began. He finally realized the purpose of meaning of life. So I reflect the final release and the purpose of meaning of life. So I reflect on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hand. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. Life have taught the writer that God's wisdom was better than strength, and other made him better than weapons. Only through God's wisdom we are able to comprehend and endure the problem of life that are invisible but still surprise us with frustration and pain. Only through God's wisdom we are able to see beyond life problems and know the hope to which he has called us, the riches of his glory inherit in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. And the prayer said, O God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness as we learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instruction. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do great work in your vineyard. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Ecclesiastes 9, Mother May. Next, I have Loretta, which is here in the group with us this evening.
Yes. My reading is from Romans 12, and it reflects on one body in Christ. It goes on to say, be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect for the will of God. And next I'll come out of 1 Corinthians 13. And it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. Love bears all things, believing all things and hope all things and endure all things. Love should never end. So now faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for sharing, Loretta. I didn't catch that first one, but I did get the second one. Romans 13.
12.
Romans 12. All righty. Next I have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way ye know. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of John 14. I see that. Yeah. All righty. I will go next. And my subject is relaxation. And I'm going to come out of two verses. The first one is Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 out of the NIV Bible. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when he comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The next Bible verse is out of John 14, 1 through 3, out of the New King James Version. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. So in prayer, Father of Sabbath, you have ordained us for times of rest. We hear the frantic cry of culture to hustle, contrasting with the gentle eyes of our Savior, beckoning us to relax. Grant us the wisdom to carve out time to rest as you did when you created the world. Bring to a halt the endless running of our thoughts. Help us to practice the art of being still. May this rest remind us of what it is to come, the eternal release of all burdens and cares, and the anticipation of being in your presence forevermore. Let this rest strengthen my soul and refocus my eyes for the work ahead. Amen.
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 Amen. Rainy. Next we have Auntie Marie. Do you have any good news you would like to share?
I just want to sit in on this one.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. All right. And then next we have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 121, the Contemporary English Version. It's entitled, The Lord Will Protect His People. I look to the hills. Where will I find help? It will come from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. The Lord is your protector, and he won't go to sleep or let you stumble. The protector of Israel doesn't doze or ever get drowsy. The Lord is your protector. They're at your right side to shade you from the sun. You won't be harmed by the
sun during the day or by the moon at night. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all danger. The Lord will protect you now and always, wherever you go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 121. Okay, but we're going to go ahead and portion of our program. Just want to ask, are there anyone we need to add to our sick and shut-in list or anyone to remove? All righty, well, we're going to move right along. I'm just going to go over the list and just to make sure I have everyone. If I'm missing anybody, please let me know. We have Auntie Wylene, we have James Richardson, we have Uncle Dave Lowe, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, we have Tanja Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, we got the family of Daniel Lowe and friends, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins, Trey Nasir Jameer, Angela's grand boys, Jimmy Simmons and family, Ava Kelly, Auntie Betty and family. Is there any other names that I missed? Sister Shirley? All right. And also Miss Hezekiah Lowe and family. All righty. So as you will bow your head for a little prayer for our sick ones. God of love, every care, ever caring, ever strong. Stand by us in our time of need, Father. Watch over our friends, our family who are sick. Look after them in every danger and grant them your healing and peace. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord our God, and Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Now we're going to go through some birthdays. So if I miss anyone, please jump right in. I'm going to start from last week. We had Ivana on March the 13th. We had Eddie on March the 14th. We had the late Minnie Nellums on March the 16th. And then we had on this week, the 21st, we have John Demons the 2nd. On the 23rd, we have Isaiah and Michelle. And then on the 24th, we have the late Dwight Thomas. Are there any other birthdays that we would like to add?
I would like to remember my father.
Okay.
I would like to remember my father, the late J.C. Moore. On March 18th, he would have been 100 years old.
Wow.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Alrighty. I'm looking at my list and see whose turn it is to sing. And I tell you, I don't see Hubert Lowe name nowhere for weeks. So, Hubert, you're on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much. had a thought come across my mind. I'm just going to share it while it's on there. You know, it's good that we can celebrate our birthdays every year, because the thing about it is we're going to have a birthday as long as we're on this earth. We don't know when our end date's going to be. So you need to really think about that. We're not as old as we are, and depending on what that end date is. So just praise the Lord that we make it from 1 year to the next. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Let's go ahead to our second round, opportunity for each person to share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or a praise report. Or if you don't have anything, just say pass as I call your name. So let's start off with Mother May.
Well, I have a praise report. I just want to thank the whole our prayer line team for everything you all did or said, uplifted me for my son, for my son's death. And I just give you all the praise and honor. And thank you so very much for being there. Made everything work easy for me to go through. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing, Mother. All righty. Brother Huber, any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I'd like to say that we put Daniel away real nicely. The memorial service was great. I did the eulogy, but I'm sorry it didn't all get recorded. From what I hear, it was something you all been glad to witness also. Well, we miss Daniel. It's been a little over a month now since he's been gone, but he is truly missed. I did Psalm 23 today because that was Daniel's favorite scripture. And in Jesus' name, I pray that he did go to heaven, and I pray to God that we will stay strong and keep in memory his life. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing, Hubert. Next, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I have a praise report. I would like to thank God for Faith traveling on last week to go into Brittany, getting her doctorate degree in Florida. But we just thank God for Faith traveling, and thank God that she made it through.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Auntie Carrie. Sister Loretta, you have any good news you would like to see?
Yes. I'm all over the place here, so just bear with me. I've had mixed feelings since I've been here in Phoenix. The memorial service, which was good, it was not a sad occasion. And I have to owe that to everyone's thoughts and prayers. They helped comfort us throughout this process. And so now, having to rely only in God for strength and know that everything is according to his will. Now, I've been here 3 Sundays, and I had the opportunity to attend both of the churches, Mom and Hubert Church, which is titled the True Holiness, and they're about hearts abiding in God's words. And that's with Pastor Austin, who is awesome. I also had the opportunity to visit Sister Angela's church, Redemption Christian Church, Pastor Dawson. Their mission is to preach and teach God's truth. It is a church that equips
transform and mobilize lives for Jesus Christ. I have had a wonderful time. The pastors, both of them, are great, and they both speak on God's truth, and that reflects back on one body in Christ. Well, my time is coming to an end here, but I have to say I enjoyed every minute of it. I had some ups and downs, but I know God will strengthen me. My brother barbecued yesterday, which was awesome. So anything that we did, my sister and I hung out. Mom cooked breakfast every day. So everything that was done here has helped me through this process. And I want to thank you all so much. I love you. Amen.
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 Go ahead.
At the ear.
Just here. All righty. Then you got me all teared up. I can't see my page. All righty. Sister Shirley, you have any good news you would like to share?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie, any good news you would like to share?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot, any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I just want to say I'm going to miss my nephew Daniel very much. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing with me, Dot. I truly do miss Daniel, this is Angela. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be there with him as he was taking his last breath. But what I enjoyed most was prior to that when I saw him, when he really got on the phone and told all of us goodbye, he knew he was going on to be with the Lord. And then when I saw him that last time, even though he was still trying to get up and come home, you know, it was a blessing that Lord allowed him to be able to interact with us one last time. I'll never forget that, how much joy. In a little short time frame, he was here. It didn't seem like he was just here a year and a half. It felt like several years. So the house is a little empty, but we know that his spirit will always be with us. We'll always have good times to laugh about him. Unless, as someone said earlier, the memorial service was not sad at all, because that's how Daniel is. But one of the things that was so important to me, because Daniel refused to pay for, make arrangements for, you know, the future. And we know we all don't want to face that moment, but we all really should, but we all don't want to. But he told Mom, you can just throw me in a ditch. Don't you worry about putting no money and putting me in the ground. So, therefore, it was so important that for us that we put him away with style and dignity, because, you know, I know where he was coming from, but he deserved better. So I just thank you all for making that happen, all the flowers, all the thoughts, all the prayers. It just really did uplift us each day. And I think that's what made it not so sad, because we knew that everybody expressed their love for him as much as we did as well. And that's what Daniel was all about. He was about love and family and making everyone around him happy. So I just want to thank you guys again. And I just want to thank the Lord for the unity that he's bringing about within families and friends, because some of you guys are friends of the family. He's working, and he's doing a mighty thing right now, guys. And I don't know if you recognize it. That devil might be busy in the world, but if you get into the spiritual and the supernatural, God is on the move. We just need to keep our eyes and ears open
and to hear what he has for each of us to help make his kingdom strong. That's all that I have to share with you guys. I'm just loving being in this walk with Jesus, and I hope you all are too, and we appreciate what you do. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Before we go into the closing, do you want to have something? We open it up for anybody have anything else to share. I believe Loretta does.
Okay. First of all, I would like to have Auntie Carrie to share her cooking contest. The reason we miss you for about 2 Sundays.
What'd you say, baby?
Share your cooking test competition or whatever it was. Share that with us.
Oh, I think I had a wedding in a prom for young people, and we just prepared food that the young people would like, and our wedding food are just standard.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And my next question goes to Sister Shirley. Do you have any updates?
Well, my aunt is in a nursing home, and we are trying to cut back. It's 3 of us that go see her, my daughter and a close friend of hers and mine. But we were trying to cut back on our visits, but when my daughter went today, she was really, really confused. We had missed a couple of days going, and she had put herself in bed. I guess that's because on the weekends they don't come in and wash them up and clean them up. So she had gotten back in the bed and thought she was in the hospital. But Faye is going to see her tomorrow, so hopefully she'll snap out of it. But right now she's just in another world.
Oh,
but that's
man.
How dementia and Alzheimer's work. So,
yes.
Keep lifted up in prayer.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And how are you, Sister Shirley?
I am doing good. I praise God for things as well as they are. I'm able to get up and I'm able to walk. Don't have a lot of energy, but it's coming back.
Amen.
I just keep trusting
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
It's coming back.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray for Traveling Mercy. I'll be leaving here Monday night, but I would like to put in a request. I tried to find a song, but Sister Shirley, do you feel like sharing a song with us tonight?
Well, I really hadn't thought about one.
I tried to find one that you sung before.
Oh, mercy. I'm trying to think. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a fellowship to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for sharing. And thank you also, Sister Shirley. I know I caught you off guard, but I wanted to hear your voice. Amen, amen.
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 Yes, I have a prayer report. My sister Loretta has been with us 2 or 3 weeks now. She sure has made a difference around here. I don't have to wash the dishes every night. I really been enjoying her being around her, spending some time with us. We really have been having fun. Amen.
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 I guess you guys want to get back in the dishwashing mood then.
Buy you some gloves.
It shouldn't take him long, because growing up, I would trick Hubert into washing dishes for me. So he would do it every day.
Okay.
So he shouldn't have a problem getting back in the swing of it, but he haven't washed dishes 1 day since I've been here.
Okay.
I just had to come back with that. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and assign part for next week. We have 2 Samuel 21, the reading. Anyone would like to volunteer to play that?
I'll do it.
Was it on? Okay, Auntie Dot?
Auntie Dot.
Okay, all righty. How about the opening prayer?
I'll do it.
The Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
All righty. And then the closing prayer. Any volunteers?
I'll do it.
Was that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Amen. Well, thank you all for volunteering, and thanks to all the ones that did it today as well. And we have closing prayer by, oh, Auntie Betty's not here. Mother, we're going to let Mother jump right on in and do a closing prayer for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all of us that come together today, reading your word and uplifting our spirit. And we praise your name. We give you all the praise, Lord, and all the honor. We thank everyone that participates in this tonight, and we thank you for being there and continue to pray for us and keep us up as we go through this world each and every day. Give us grace and I can't get it together. Anyway, thank you for all that you are doing and all that we are doing and that God is doing through us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 All righty, well, we're going to go ahead and close out with our last worship song. The title is Won't He Do It by Corin Hawthorne.
Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on the side. And I thought it was nice, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust the man all time. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Give me back your line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Only do it, you say you would. Where's your battle for you? They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it.
Participating and being a part of this service, and we really appreciate each and every one of you, and we pray that you have a blessed, glorious week in the Lord. And traveling mercies for my sister Loretta. It didn't seem like she was here as long as she was, but we did spend a little time together, and I just thank her for sacrificing and being here longer. It really helped a lot. So again, you guys have a wonderful week. We love you. Good night.
We love you.
Good night.
We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.